वल्यम अपुनर्भवम्। न किंचित साधवो धीरा, भक्ता ही एकांतिनो मम, वांछन्ति अपि मया दत्तम्। कैवल्यम अपुनर्भवम्। माता जी नो नेवर किंचित एनीथिंग साधव सेंटली पर्सन्स धीरा विद डीप इंटेलिजेंस भक्ता डिवोटीज ही सर्टनली एकांतिन कंप्लीटली डेडिकेटेड मम अंटू मी वांछन्ति डिजायर अपि Indeed, maya by me, dattam given, kaivalyam liberation, apunabhavam freedom from birth and death. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Because my devotees possess saintly behavior and deep intelligence, they completely dedicate themselves to me and do not desire anything besides me. Indeed, even if I offer them liberation from birth and death, they do not accept it. Purport. The words ekantino mama indicate that the pure devotees of the Lord, being saintly and most intelligent, dedicate themselves exclusively to the devotional service of the personality of Godhead. Even when the Lord offers them personal liberation from birth and death, the devotees will not accept it. A pure devotee automatically gains an eternal life of bliss and knowledge in the Lord's personal abode, and thus considers mere liberation without the loving service of the Lord to be most abominable. When he chants Lord Krishna's holy name or superficially serves the Lord with a motive of achieving impersonal liberation or material sense gratification, he cannot be considered a transcendental devotee of the Lord. As long as one desires mundane religiosity, economic development, sense gratification or liberation, one cannot achieve the platform of samadhi or perfect self-realization. Every living entity is actually the eternal servant of Lord Krishna and is constitutionally meant to engage in the loving service of the Lord without personal desire. This pure and supreme status of life is described in this verse by the Lord Himself. ओम अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutaha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsta Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Pancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Translation, because my devotees possess saintly behavior and deep intelligence, they completely dedicate themselves to me. They do not desire anything besides me. Indeed, even if I offer them liberation from birth and death, they do not accept it. So this is a chapter entitled Pure Devotional Service, where Lord Krishna is speaking to his dear friend and intimate associate Uddhava. This particular section of the Bhagavatam is very deep, also known as Uddhava Gita. Just like we have Bhagavad Gita spoken by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, similarly here Lord Krishna is speaking to Uddhava, who is also very intimate associate. In one particular section of while Krishna is speaking to Uddhava, he is speaking that not even Lakshmi or Brahma or Shiva is as dear to me as you are dear. This shows how deep the relationship is between Lord Krishna and Uddhava. And through the agency of his devotees, Krishna is instructing all of us as to what is the nature of pure devotional service. Spiritual subject matters cannot be understood by knowledge, what to speak of material knowledge, even spiritual knowledge, just by merely reading the scriptures or any yogic, mystic yogic process. The truth of the Supreme Lord is revealed. Athapite deva padambuja prasada lesha anugrahat evahi janati tatvan bhagavan mahimna. This is one of the shlokas in the section of Lord Brahma's prayers, that the glories of the Lord are known to one who has received the mercy. Prasada lesha, but prasada. Of course, one meaning of prasada we all know, Mahaprasade Govinde. But the other meaning of prasada is mercy. So that mercy, when one receives the mercy, then Krishna reveals himself. There's a beautiful story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's one devotee who is a Brahmana in South India and is reading Bhagavad Gita. And he is not very expert. He hardly knows what he is reading. And his pronunciation is improper. And people are making fun of him. But still he is determined. My Guru Maharaj has told me that I should read all 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. So I have to follow his instruction. So he was determined. Devasayatmika buddhir ekehe kuru nandana. This verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Vishwanath Thakur explains, refers to that one-pointedness means to be loyal to the instruction of the spiritual master. Very difficult to understand what Krishna wants. by our mundane desires, because our heart is polluted, so we may have mixed motivation. So through the Vaishnavas and through Sri Guru, we come to know what is Krishna's desire. So he was determined that my Guru Maharaj told me read Bhagavad Gita. It doesn't matter whether I understand or not. It doesn't matter whether people appreciate or not. This disease of being appreciated is very strong, and sometimes it comes in preachers also, that we all want to be appreciated. That is a human tendency. It is not entirely wrong. At the same time, that should not deter us from preaching the pure message of the Lord. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say, a sycophantic person cannot be a preacher, that one is simply trying to please everyone. So this Brahman was reading Bhagavad Gita, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the temple of Ranganathji and had darshan of the Lord, danced and chanted for some time. And then he saw this he saw this Brahman reading Bhagavad Gita, and tears were coming out of his eyes, with actually exhibiting the vikar, the ecstasy of love of God. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, "Oh Brahmana, what are you doing, and why are you what is happening to you?" He said, "My Guru Maharaj told me that I should read, so I am reading all the 18 chapters. I don't even understand all the meaning, but I am following his instruction." So Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes, to me, Gita Pathera Adhikari, you are fit to understand the meaning of Bhagavad Gita." And in the purport, Prabhupada explains, "Yasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tatha guru." That for one who has got implicit faith in the spiritual master and in Krishna, all the imports of the Shastras are revealed. And then Lord Chaitanya asked him, "Why are you feeling this ecstasy?" He said, "When I open the Bhagavad Gita, I see that the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is the Lord of innumerable universes, is the Lord of all the demigods. He has become a chariot driver. He has become a humble servant of his devotee. In fact, this is the opulence of the Lord. The greatest opulence of the Lord is not his beauty or his renunciation or his wealth. The greatest opulence is Krishna likes to become subservient to his devotee." Krishna explains in the story of Ambarish Maharaj, "Aham hi bhakt paradhino." I am subordinate to my devotee. Because they have served me so nicely, I am conquered by their love. They do not know anything else except me. I do not know anything else except them. A devotee will go to any extent to please the Lord. We hear in the story of Madhavendra Puri how much difficulties it took just to please the Lord. The Lord told him to get some chandan. "I'm feeling heat." He could have said, "My Lord, you are the controller of all controller. You can reduce the temperature. Why do I have to go all the way?" Or Krishna can get chandan from anywhere. But the Lord wanted to show how much my devotee loves me. So he gave him that service. And Madhavendra Puri did not have second thoughts about whether he should go or not. Just Krishna wants it. Prabhupada says that Vrindavan means the place where everyone has just one motivation. It's one desire. One desire. Just to please Krishna. With the gopas, the gopis, the cows, and the peacocks, and the birds, and the Yamuna river. Everyone is thinking how to please Krishna. No thought of what is favorable for me or not. "Tomara sevate jayite dukha seito parama sukha." The song by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that Sharanagati means a devotee is thinking that whatever difficulties I have to undergo in my service to you, that is the greatest pleasure. So Madhavendra Puri, he took this trouble of traveling more than 1,000 kilometers from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. Just that one desire of the Lord, "I want some chandan." And because he was so eager to serve the Lord was so eager to serve him. He had just had that desire that I should taste the sweet rice, kheer. so that I can serve Lord Gopal. When he came to the temple, he just asked the pujaris, what kind of bhoga is offered here? Sometimes we also want to know what is offered, just so that afterwards what we will get in prasad. But Madhavendra Puri was not thinking like this. He was thinking, I'll cook for Gopal similarly. And then he felt ashamed that the Lord is being offered and I'm thinking of myself. I'm not fit to stay in that temple. You find in Yudhishthira Maharaj also story, how Yudhishthira Maharaj feeling guilty after the battle of Mahabharata, that I am responsible. So a devotee, one of the symptoms of devotee is, even though he may or may not be at fault, he always thinks, I am at fault. This nature prevents us from fault finding. Because when I see faults in others, I don't have time to see faults in... If I see faults in myself, then I don't have time to see faults in others. The Madhavendra Puri was thinking, I am an offender. And then of course we know the story of how the Lord stole sweet rice just for his devotee. So this is the reciprocation, that Madhavendra Puri is willing to do any service for the pleasure of the Lord, and the Lord is willing to steal for the rest of eternity. Krishna is known as Khir Chor Gopinath. He is known Makhan Chor for himself, but Khir Chor for his devotee. So Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. He wants to please his devotee. He wants to serve his devotee. So this Brahman who was reading Bhagavad Gita, Lord Chaitanya was so happy with him. He said, when I read Bhagavad Gita, I see Krishna has become the chariot driver and of his dear devotee. And then he also told the Lord that you are the same Krishna. You could understand. In other words, not many people could understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity. Even many learned scholars could not understand. But this Brahman could understand that same Ranganath, same Krishna is same as come as Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because he had received the mercy. Sarvam Bhattacharya was a great Pandit scholar, but he could not understand Lord Chaitanya's identity. He was having debates with Gopinath Acharya about how can the Supreme Lord be there in Kali Yuga. He is Triyugi. How can the Supreme Lord come here? It's not possible. But then later on, by the mercy of Gopinath Acharya, Sarvam Bhattacharya composed so many beautiful verses. There is 100 verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the secret is to get the mercy of the Lord. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur tells one story in Upadesha Upakhyan that once a great king, suddenly in the middle of the night, he told his servants, I want to see the sun. That's, how can we see the sun? It's very late now. I want to see the sun. Take the most powerful lamps and try to focus on the roof up. But obviously, you can't see the sun. But in the morning, when the sun rises, then you can see the sun and anything else in relation to the sun. Like Krishna says, one who understands the truth, he sees everything in connection with me. So the aspect of mercy is the most important part. And Uddhava has received the mercy of the Lord. Of course, the most exalted are the Brijabasis. Recently, I was in Govardhan for the Sanatana Goswami disappearance day and heard from several devotees the glories of Sanatana Goswami. It is very relevant here because these qualities which are described today are manifest in the lives of the six Goswamis. Krishna is saying, my devotees, they completely dedicate themselves. They do not desire anything. They do not even want liberation. There is a verse by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Kaivalya narakayet, tridashapura akashapushpayet. That for one who has received a glance, a kataksha, one merciful glance of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Kaivalya means merging into the Lord. For a devotee, that is like hell. Why is Kaivalya called hell? In Kaivalya, there is no suffering, there is no traffic jams, there is not too much rainfalls. There is, comparatively, it seems to be a good place. But a devotee considers it to be hell because there is no opportunity to serve Krishna. the basis of deciding what is good and bad is where I can do more service to Krishna. Like just a few months back, I was listening to one lecture of Srinath Radhanath Maharaj, who was speaking in New York, the Bhakti Center. And he was explaining just 2-3 days before the Bhakti Center, Maharaj was in a place, an island kind of place, very beautiful, very remote, secluded, and even from the material point of view, and very nice. But then he was explaining that now I'm here in this New York, this crowded city, I feel this is better because here I have chance to serve my Guru Maharaj rather than be in isolation and have one's own good health and sense of feeling good. So devotee judges things according to how I can serve Krishna. If I can serve Krishna better in hell, then hell is Vaikuntha. If I have heaven and there is no opportunity to serve, then what is the use of life? So, the Narayana Parayana Nakutashana Bibhyati Swarga Pavarga Narakeshu Apituliyardashana. That for one who is Narayan Parayan, it is equal Swarga, Apavarga. As long as he has the opportunity to chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He is happy if he can serve Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada was remarking, he was in Los Angeles and devotees admit that beautiful rooms for him. So he was saying that here, this very nice facility is there. Devotees have made good rooms for me. But I am remembering my rooms in Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. Prabhupada would personally like the simple rooms of Radha Damodar more than anything else. But he said to go there would be a sense gratification. In other words, if wherever Krishna and his devotees want me to serve, that place is where I want to be. I just want to please Krishna in heaven or in hell. Recently I was reading one letter by Prabhupada. It's touched my heart so much that I almost memorized it and I'm repeating it for many lectures. It's a letter written to one devotee named Devananda Prabhu. Prabhupada is saying, we should pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, you are situated within my heart. From you comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. Please, please give me constant remembrance of your lotus feet. Never put me in a situation where I forget you. Even if you put me in hell, I don't mind, but help me remember you. So that is the perfection of all prayers, to remember Krishna, to never forget Krishna. I would like to take this opportunity to glorify one great Vaishnavi who left her body just 2-3 days back. She was not even initiated so far, but such a wonderful things I could learn from her. It's one of her congregation devotees was earlier in Delhi, now he has shifted to Borivali. He just got initiated, Govinda Priya Prabhu, was earlier known as Gaurav Prabhu. So he was earlier in Delhi and he came into contact with devotees, took the process seriously. And his mother also, after some time, took it very seriously. And I had some deep relationship with this family and on my request she started chanting 16 rounds. And then they shifted to Bombay maybe a couple of years back. And by the will of the Lord, she had cancer. And as you know, the pain is very difficult. She was going through chemotherapy in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. It's very excruciating. But in spite of all the situations, she was sincerely chanting her 16 rounds. Sometimes it was very, very difficult. And in the month of February, you know, there were initiation program in Gordon Eco Village. And I was, after the initiations, I was coming back and I stopped to meet her for some time. Then she was speaking. She said, I do not mind this pain. But just give me this, may the Lord give me this remembrance I may never forget him. And this family is now counselee of our Sridhama Prabhu. And this so happened that Maharaj, while returning from Gordon Eco Village, had stopped in Sridhama Prabhu's home for prasad. And Sridhama Prabhu had told Maharaj about her health situation and that she would also like to meet if possible. And by Gopinath's causeless mercy, Maharaj called for her. Just as I was finishing my talk, I took prasad there and immediately the call came. And then she went to meet Maharaj. And it's amazing what I heard from Gaurav Prabhu, Govind Priya Prabhu. She expressed to Maharaj that my only desire is that I just want to remember Krishna. I do not want to forget Krishna. You know, whatever my health may be. At that time it was not known that she would leave very soon. This is just an incident 4 or 5 months back. It appeared that chemotherapy was going well. But in this material world, we don't know what will happen with. So, I was thinking, she is so fortunate, although she did not get a formal initiation, but she got the blessing of Maharaj. She asked for the supreme blessing, that I can remember Krishna at the time of death. This is what all the great souls ask for Krishna. Remember Krishna. Ante Narayana Smriti. So, and then after this, things were going well and suddenly I got a call about a few weeks back that there's a relapse of cancer. And then they were trying different alternate medicines. And just last week, Saturday, Sunday, things were deteriorated. And Govind Priya Prabhu did not, we did not know, but he was just going in his regular course. And then some devotees were chanting the holy name. So I was just contemplating that how we don't know how much time we have, and we can also understand how a devotee can learn the essence of all shastras in short time. Or somebody may learn all the shastras and may not understand what he has understood, what he has read. The essence of all shastras is smartavyam satatam Vishnu, vismartavyam na jatu chit. To always remember Krishna, to never forget Krishna. So just take a few moments to pray to Radha Gopinath to give her shelter at this lotus feet. And just speak a little bit more about Sanatana Goswami. So, Sanatana Goswami's example of what is mentioned here, he was practically the prime minister under Nawab Hussain Shah. Still he gave up everything. Tektva turna mashesha mandala pati shrenim sada tuchhavat bhutva dina ganesha kau karunaya kaupi. He was the prime minister and then he gave up everything. And when he came to Varanasi to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was offered new clothes, he did not even accept clothes. He said, I just give me an old cloth. And he tore it into two and just used it in a very simple way. And then he was doing madhukari, going from door to door. There's a very interesting story. When Sanatana Goswami came to meet Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya was in one temple called Jameshwar temple. This is very near Tota Gopinath temple. And somehow it's generally devotees don't visit because it's kind of underground and the darshan is not always open. The Lord Shiva temple. So Lord Chaitanya called Sanatana Goswami. Lord Chaitanya wanted to give his remnants. So Sanatana Goswami, he came running. And there were two ways to come from where Sanatana Goswami was to the place where Lord Chaitanya was. One way was near the Jagannath temple, which was very cool. And the other way was through the sandy beach. It was hot like fire in the month of Vaishak, May, June, how it is in Jagannath Puri, you can't think of. And Sanatana Goswami took the second route. He came through the path of the sea beach, and there were blisters on his feet. But he was so enthusiastic that Lord is calling me. I must go. So Lord Chaitanya asked him, Sanatana, Kona patha aila? Which path did you take? So Sanatana said, I came by the sea beach. So Lord asked him, why did you not take this shital, the cool way? Why did you not come from near the temple of Lord Jagannath? So Sanatana replied in a very humble way. He said that there are many pujaris who may be going in and out of the temple, and if they were to accidentally touch me or even see me, they would become impure. Lord Chaitanya was so moved by this humility of Sanatana Goswami. He said, Yadyapi tumi hao jagat pavan, toma dekhe pavitra hoy deva muni gan. Told Sanatana, you are jagat pavan, but you are fit to purify the whole universe. Toma dekhe pavitra hoy deva muni gan. Even the demigods, they become purified just by seeing you. But you observe this. Maryada rakshan. Maryada rakshan ei sadhura bhushan. This is the ornament. So this indicates the humility of Sanatana Goswami. How many of us would think that I am so impure that any pujari sees me, he will not be fit for offering. Sanatana Goswami was not only speaking, but he was from the core of his heart. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected four devotees to exhibit four very extraordinary qualities to an unparalleled degree. Through Srila Sanatana Goswami, he taught us humility, Trinadapi Sunich. And through Srila Haridas Thakur, he taught us tolerance, Taruri Vasaish. And through Ramanand Rai, he taught the quality of Dhira, to remain undisturbed. And through Damodar Pandit, he taught the quality of straightforwardness, completely non-political. So this quality of humility which Sanatana Goswami is exhibiting is of paramount importance. Because without humility, there is no question of spiritual life. And without humility, it is very difficult to chant the holy name. This reminds me of one purport in 7th canto, when Lord Narsingadeva appeared, and all the demigods, they tried to please Lord Narsingadeva. After Hiranyakashipu has been killed, the Lord is still very angry. Lord Brahma is offering prayers, Lord Shiva is offering prayer, the Vidyadhars and the Nags. Finally, Lord Brahma is asking, Prahlad, you go forward and offer the prayers. And Prahlad just feels himself unqualified. Generally, if many devotees try some service and they fail, and if I am given the chance, then I feel very happy. All this, I am the one who will do it. I am qualified. And Prahlad was certainly qualified, but he felt himself so unqualified. He went forward on the order of Lord Brahma, who is his Param Guru, and he said, he told the Lord, first verse, Brahma Daya Suragana Munayatha Siddha, that so many demigods, they could not appease you. And Kim Tushtum Arhati Ugra Jatam, I am born of demoniac family, how can I please you? So that purport, very small, 4-5 line purport, is very deep. Prabhupada write in that purport that unless one is meek and humble to make spiritual advancement, is very difficult. And Prabhupada writes there, one should not be proud of one's Vaishnava qualifications. Sometimes you become proud that I am humble. So obviously that is not humility. Another example Prabhupada quotes in that purport is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of this great literature, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is saying that Jagai Madhai Hai Te Mui Se Papishta, that I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai, and I am lower than the worm in the stool. And anybody who simply speaks my name becomes sinful. Anybody who hears my name will lose all pious credit. So, of course, we can never even think of coming to that level. But just by hearing about these great devotees, will naturally imbibe in us some degree of humility. Because the more we hear about great Vaishnava's life, the more we imbibe their qualities. That is a form of association. Either we associate with the person directly, but if the person is not on the planet, we hear about him. When we are hearing about Sanatana Goswami, we are with Sanatana Goswami. When we are reading the books of Sanatana Goswami, we are with Sanatana Goswami. There is another example is the book by Sanatana Goswami, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Actually, Lord Chaitanya did not write any books, but through Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, he gave us volumes and volumes of information. So this particular book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the first part especially, shows the importance of humility. You find that Narada Muni is going through different devotees to find out who is the greatest devotee. And every devotee is saying that I am not a great devotee. This other devotee is a great devotee. This material world, political situation is just the opposite. Everyone is speaking, I am the best. You know, that other political leader, he has done 100 murders. I have done only 50, so please vote for me. I am better than others. Because there is no good anywhere. But Vaishnava means always seeing the good in others. It is so difficult, actually, at least for a person like me, because we tend to get, you know, catch the shadow of the person. Everybody has some bad qualities as long as they are not pure. But to get this quality of guna grahi is very, very, as exercise, as a sadhana, just like I get up in the morning, even if I don't feel like. Similarly, one should glorify devotees, even if one does not feel like. It's an austerity. The more difficult it is to glorify a devotee shows that more my conditioning is there. A pure devotee, he feels very happy to glorify others. And he feels very distasteful when he is glorified. When Hanumanji is glorified, he says, no, I am not a great. I observed this in the behavior of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and other Prabhupada disciples also. Whenever, of course, nowadays, whenever earlier we used to have this, we have puja celebrations, I mean, devotees glorify. You know, Maharaj would, he just doesn't feel that I'm worth. It's not, doesn't feel that happiness. It just feel embarrassed. But when other devotees are glorified, Maharaj feels, yes, he feels so happiness. The other day, I was giving a class in Vrindavan on Sanatana Goswami's life. And after that, somebody said, Prabhuji, very good class. I said, oh yes, thank you. I feel happy. Because the false ego becomes pleased to hear praise. But just like you can judge, if you are pressing a finger and there is some pain, that means there is some disease. If there's no disease, you can slap here, nothing happens. So the more we are feeling the desire for self-glorification, that shows the more we are diseased. Ahankar. So as a principle, we just glorify. Even if we don't like, we just see the good in others. So Sanatana Goswami explained, Narada Muni went to Prayag and there was a Brahman who was doing pujas and worshipping the Lord. Narada Muni said, you are a great devotee. You have received the mercy of the Lord. He says, I am not a great devotee. I am just doing some small puja. If you want to know who is a great devotee, go to South India. There is one great king. He has built nice temple and is serving prasad to whoever comes. He is a great devotee. What I am doing is a micro level. He is doing it at a big scale. So Narada Muni immediately went to South India. He glorified this devotee. You are a great devotee. I am not a great devotee. If you want to know who is a great devotee, go to Indra. He is the king of heaven. The Lord appears as his younger brother, Upendra, just to help the demigods get back their property. The Lord appears. He is a great devotee. And Narada Muni goes to Indra. You are a great devotee. Indra says, I am not a great devotee. Have you not read? What did I do? I tried to kill the Brijabasis just because my puja was stopped. I am not a great devotee. If you want to know who is a great devotee, go to Lord Brahma. The Lord stays in his planet as Sahasrashish. He is accepting the offerings there. And he is a great devotee. The Lord gave knowledge in the beginning to Lord Brahma. So Narada Muni immediately is very natural for him to glorify Lord Brahma, who is his spiritual master. He is glorifying Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma says, I am not a great devotee. I stole all the calves and the cowherd boys in Krishna Leela. Not only that, many times I give benedictions to demons and later on the Lord has to come and fulfill the benediction and still kill them. The Lord came to kill Hiranyakashipu and after killing him, he called me on the side and said, O four-headed one, do not give benedictions like this again. You know? So, how can I be a great devotee? If you want to know who is a great devotee, go to Lord Shiva. He is so merciful. For the welfare of others, he is willing to drink poison. Just analyze the character of Lord Shiva. You know, the demigods are doing this manthan and their plan was to get the nectar and then to share it with the demons. Lord Shiva is not there in anywhere. If there was just nectar, then Lord Shiva would not even know about it. But when there is poison, Lord Vishnu directed you go to Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva could have said, Haribol, before you never told me. Now, because the business is running in loss, you are calling me as a partner. You are giving me this poison. But Lord Shiva became so happy. He told his wife that the best way to please the Supreme Lord is to accept sufferings for the welfare of others. So I will drink this poison because it is the way to please Krishna. This line is so important. And the best way to please Krishna is to accept difficulties for others. That means whenever we are doing some service in the temple and we are having difficulty, our body and mind may be having some difficulty, but still we are doing, we are trying to preach, distribute books, or manage temple, or collect funds, or make garlands, any service. That is the greatest way to please Krishna. And the more difficulties we have, the more it is a test. The more we are actually coming closer to Krishna. The Lord Shiva is so kind that he is even taking very low living beings who are in the mode of ignorance, like ghosts and hobgoblins and others, and bringing them, taking them with him to the path of bhakti. I remember once a devotee wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, in the Brahma Jyoti, some living beings go to Brahma Jyoti. And Brahma Jyoti means simply existence. There is no opportunity for serving. There is no association of devotees. So how will such people be delivered? Because even many sinful people may be delivered, like Jagai Madai were delivered. But in Brahma Jyoti, what is the hope? So Prabhupada gave very nice. Prabhupada said, sometimes Lord Shiva takes a kirtan party through Brahma Jyoti. And then in the Brahma Jyoti there is kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Lord Shiva is delivering everyone. So Narad Muni goes to Lord Shiva and glorifies him. And Lord Shiva says, I am not a devotee. What to speak of a great devotee? In the battle with Banasur, I was fighting against Krishna. How can I be called a devotee? If you want to know who is a great devotee, go to Prahlad Maharaj. Just see his divine qualities. Just see his determination and faith. He was tested, thrown into water, given poison, put in a pit of snakes, and still he remained determined to the path of devotional service. So Narad Muni goes to Prahlad Maharaj. It's very embarrassing for Prahlad Maharaj because Narad Muni is the guru of Prahlad Maharaj. And he glorifies Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj says, I am not a great devotee. I may have, just remembering the Lord, but what service have I done for the Lord? If you want to know who is a great devotee, go to Hanumanji. He is a great devotee. He jumped across the ocean to find out about Mother Sita. So this way glorified Hanumanji. And Narad Muni goes to Hanumanji. And Hanumanji says, I am not a great devotee. When Lord Ramchandra left the planet, he took practically everyone else with him. And he told me to stay here. If I were dear to the Lord would have taken me with him. I am not a great devotee at all. If you want to know who is a great devotee? The Pandavas. How they are great devotees. Krishna is their cousin brother, he is their friend, he is their well-wisher. Sometimes they eat together, sleep together. Not only that, he becomes their chariot driver, he becomes their messenger. Immediately Narad Muni goes to Hastinapur and he glorifies Yudhishthira Maharaj and all the Pandavas. They are great devotees. And the Pandavas are somewhat remorseful. Yes, before the battle of Mahabharata, we were getting a lot of association. But now, Krishna is in Dwarka, we hardly get any of his association. If you want to know who are more intimate than us, go to the Yadus. The Lord is staying with them all throughout in Dwarka. And among the Yadus, the Uddhava is the greatest devotee. He is very intimate. Not only appears like Krishna, he carries the message of Krishna and he is very dear to Krishna. Krishna himself told Uddhava, not even Brahma and Shiva and Lakshmi is as dear to me as you are dear. So when Narada Muni comes to glorify Uddhava, Uddhava explains the glories of Vrindavan. He says that actually I was thinking like this. But when I went to deliver the message to the Brajavasis, I saw the unparalleled love of the gopis of Vrindavan. Then I understood that I am nothing. In the material world, if somebody is crying, we say, do not lament for material things. But the gopis are constantly crying for Krishna. Somebody is crying for Krishna, you can say, cry more. It's an opulence to be able to cry for Krishna. And then Uddhava explained how he simply desired to become a blade of grass in Brajadham, Gulmalata, which was ultimately fulfilled in. So this book is the first part, of course, of Sanatana Goswami writing Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He is explaining how each devotee is thinking other devotee is better. This is Vaikuntha world. The Prabhupada writes in one purport that our ambition is our society should be free from envy. And that is only possible by constant chanting of the holy name. The more we take shelter of the holy name, the more we come closer to this quality. I will conclude with one very nice instance from Sanatana Goswami's life. Sanatana Goswami was coming to meet Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri and he contracted one disease because of drinking some polluted water. So he had this disease and there was pus coming out. Lord Chaitanya would embrace him. So Sanatana Goswami, he was thinking in his mind that I will go to Jagannath Puri. What will I do? Because, you know, Lord Chaitanya will try to embrace me. So I think what I will do is, I will lie down before the Rath. When the Rath Yatra day, I will lie down and I will give up my life being trampled by the chariot of the Lord. So he was thinking like this. He did not tell anybody. So when Lord Chaitanya first met him in Puri, it was in the Siddha Bakul. Haridas Thakur introduced him. Lord Chaitanya did not say anything. He just embraced him and glorified him. But later on, suddenly, Lord Chaitanya said, Sanatan, deha tyaga yadi Krishna paye, koti deha chanake tabe chhadite paraye. That if by giving up one's body, one can attain Krishna, I am willing to give up my body millions of times. Deha tyaga Krishna na paye, Krishna paye bhajanera. You cannot attain Krishna simply by committing suicide, but you can attain Krishna by bhajan, means chanting, by devotional service. And this desire to commit suicide is born of the mode of ignorance. And in ignorance and passion, you cannot understand who Krishna is. I can be known only by devotional service. Lord Chaitanya is quoting this verse, which again was spoken by Lord Krishna to Uddhava in the same Uddhava Gita. Na sadhayati mam yoga, na sankhyam dharma Uddhava. I cannot be known by Sankhya or by Yoga. Na swadhyaya tapa tyago, yatha bhaktir mamorjita. Only by bhakti. See, we see in the discussion between Krishna and the gopis, Krishna tells the gopis that my promise is I act as per the service of the devotee, yatha mam prapadhyante. But na pareham. In relation to your service, I cannot repay. So here Lord Chaitanya is telling to Sanatan that sometimes a devotee who is deeply in love with Krishna, he cannot tolerate separation. So the devotee is thinking that I should die. And he is quoting this verse from Rukmini's prayers. And Rukmini is writing this letter to Krishna, please come and take me away from, otherwise Shishupal will kidnap me. So please come. And there she says, my Lord, Great personalities like Lord Shiva, they desire to bathe in the dust of your lotus feet. If I can attain your mercy, I am willing to give up my body hundreds of times. And finally, Lord Chaitanya concludes by saying, Kubuddhi chhadiya kara shravana kirtana achira paibe tabe krishnera charan. Give up this kubuddhi, means bad intelligence, nonsensical desire, and engage in shravan and kirtan. Nicha jati krishnera bhajana ayogya nahi hai. That means simply by being in low family, one doesn't become disqualified. And satkul vipra nahi bhajanera yogya hai. Just because of being born in Brahman family or having high educational qualifications, one does not become a devotee. Jai bhaje sei bada. Like we see, Haridas Thakur is born in a very low family. I was reading the story of one devotee called Salabeg. He was born in a Muslim family. His father was a tyrant who was trying to destroy the temple of Lord Jagannath. But he forcibly married one Hindu lady, and this lady told that, okay, on one condition, that you don't trouble the Vaishnavas, don't attack the Jagannath temple. And the son, Salabega, he did not know at that time. But after his father left the body, then his mother gave spiritual instructions. And he became so attracted to Vrindavan. And he's from a low family. And he was so attracted to go to Jagannath Puri, because he knew, I cannot have darshan of Lord Jagannath except during Rath Yatra. And he was running from Vrindavan to Puri, and it was getting late, and he prayed to Lord, "Oh Lord, you are on Nandi Ghosh, please stay there till I reach there." And actually the Lord stayed for a long time. Then he came and he embraced the Lord, and the king gave him a place there, and he did his bhajan and he left. And after a few years he left. So very low birth. One devotee was so poor, he wanted to offer mangoes to Lord Jagannath, and he was not allowed to go inside. He just offered it to the chakra and the mangoes disappeared. And then some of the devotees found out that just next to Lord Jagannath they could find the peels and the seeds. In other words, it doesn't matter what one's birth is. Lord Chaitanya is saying, Jai Bhaja Sei Bada. One who is serving Krishna, he is great. Jatayu is born not in a very high family, but he is such a great devotee that the Lord is performing his final rites for his devotee. Hanumanji is the greatest of the devotees found in all the dhams, and yet he is from a, apparently subhuman family. So what is important is bhakti. And Lord Chaitanya says, Dinera adhika daya kare bhagavan, kulina pandita dhanira badabhiman. See how the common point between Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela is that same kulina pandita, janma aishwarya shruta shribhi, the points which Kunti Maharani says, repeated by Lord Chaitanya. Kulina, high birth, pandita, is difficult to get mercy. But dinera adhik daya kare bhagavan. And then he concludes by saying, bhajanera madhe shreshta na vidya bhakti. What is devotional service? Nine kinds. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padase, archanam, vandanam, das. And then Lord Chaitanya concludes by saying, tara madhe sarva shreshta nama sankirtan niraparade namalaye pai premadhan. That among all these nine types, the best is the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Ram, Ram, Hare. Prabhupada writes the purport of Jiva Goswami. He says that whatever you do in bhakti should be preceded and succeeded by chanting of the holy name. Whenever we do deity worship, it's accompanied by the chanting of the holy name. Because the chanting of the holy name is what makes any service into devotional service. That it makes it pleasing to the Lord. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita itself, Sanatana Goswami offers this glorification. Jayati jayati namananda rupam murare viramati nijadharma dhyana puja adi yatnam katham api sakridatam mukti danam pranamyat paramam amritam ekam jivanam bhushan. All glories to the holy name of Krishna, which makes the devotee give up all conventional duties and meditation. When even uttered once by a living entity, the holy name awards him liberation. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport many, many verses. One verse he quotes is Rupa Goswami had written Namashtaka Nija Nikhila Shruti Moli Ratna. The translation is, O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are worshipped by Upanishads. You are adorned by devotees like Narada and Shukadev. I take shelter of your lotus feet. We should begging Krishna and the devotees like Gurudev, Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas that we can get a drop of the qualities of Sanatana Goswami, Trinada Pisunichi, so that we can chant the holy name properly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai. Sita Prabhupada ki jai. He comments Hare Krishna Prabhu. With Rachandra Prabhu is born. Hare Krishna. How are you? It's been a long time. After 1 year, I. You come to Puri, na? Sometimes.
You are talking about humility. What is that book?
The first canto.
I think it's about 7 volumes or 8 volumes.
9 volumes. Hare Krishna Guru.
Thank you, Guru.
Thoda sa down sir. Aapka blessing liya na kal. He gave me blessing, so I saw in my bank account, I not free transfer.